Right now, Mugs of the Morning, KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. We welcome in Alicia and Tim joining us this morning. Good morning,
hey,
guys.
Man.
Good morning.
Play the Marines hymn. We got a couple of Marines here. It ain't getting any better.
Oh, my goodness. We've got a couple of them joining us in the studio this morning. Guys, welcome. Thank you for taking time for us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
What did you want to hit on this morning?
Well, on Saturday.
That's the way to go, Alicia. You got a microphone in front of her, and she points it off to you. Yeah.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, she is the founder. I'm just the co-founder. So we run a veteran organization called Sacred Oath. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, the 23rd, this coming up Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Yep. We are having a dance. It's a family dance at the Salvation Army here in town. All proceeds that we get from it go to help support our veteran charity that's here.
So before we talk about tomorrow's event, Alicia, can you tell us a little bit about Sacred Oath?
Yeah, Sacred Oath, we do a potluck every month that we invite all veterans and their families to. We cover the main dish and the drinks and usually one of the sides, and we welcome them to bring a side or a dessert if they want to, but they don't have to.
Sure.
It's just great to be able to get people together to kind of rebuild the camaraderie, because we're trying to reduce and eliminate veteran suicide, and we've picked on a few key things that are, I guess, part of what leads to suicide. Mm. You know, like fighting the isolation and everything like that. So we try to bring as many people together as possible.
And we've talked about this many times on the program before, Rick, you and I, and with other individuals as well. There's such a great camaraderie for our armed forces when they're serving, when they're deployed, when they're stationed, wherever they may be, outside the U.S. or in the U.S. But then you come back home, and that transition is extremely difficult.
It's tough for a lot of reasons. The isolation is one, but you've just left an environment where your brothers and sisters got your back. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, there's no questions asked.
No questions asked. You don't have to worry. Then you get back here and everybody's doing their own thing. You know, they're too busy to deal with it and stuff like that.
And a civilian like myself never understands exactly what these individuals have gone through, especially the ones that have been deployed to horrific war zones. But just the deployment itself, even to not a war zone, we don't understand
just,
what
just
that's like.
Being away from your family and friends and stuff like that.
And in a whole new world in a lot of ways,
yeah,
too.
It takes a toll on you mentally.
Even boot camp is a whole different world than what we're used to here.
Oh, it's a shock to the system for sure.
Well, it depends. You know, Marine Corps boot camp, yeah. Air Force, maybe.
So the camaraderie, I think, is a huge thing here that Sacred Oath provides.
Yes, that is a big thing. We try to get as many people, you know, together as possible. And
sure,
we even offer some things to people that can't make it, because we do have a couple of veterans that we'll take meals to after we've had our potlucks, because they can't make it out there because they're either strapped to an air tank or, you know, they don't really feel like going out in mm-hmm. large groups and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So, and I mean, we do a lot of other things out there for our veterans because we want to be there for them.
Yeah.
Who better than another veteran to take care of them?
Well, and that's the thing. I'm a firm believer that you can't understand what somebody's going through unless you've gone through it yourself. Mm-hmm. And having that understanding, listening ear makes a world of a difference.
Oh, yeah, it does. Especially in middle of the night when people call you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we offer that service to a lot of our veterans, too. Hey, it doesn't matter the time of day, night.
If you need to talk, we're there.
Yep.
Wow. I really commend this, too. This is a great organization, it sounds like, Rick, and doing great work here, in support of our Armed Forces Service members, our veterans, and trying to help them live a healthier and safer life.
Now, anybody that might be interested in coming, do they need to call you ahead of time? Any reservations, or show up at the door?
Show up at the door. I mean, we are charging. We do have tickets on sale now. They're $10. At the door, it goes up $2.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and they go up $2 per ticket at the door.
For tomorrow's event, right?
For tomorrow's event.
And this is going to be over at the Salvation Army.
At the Salvation Army. And then, like she was talking, every month we do hold the potluck. Our next one's the 6th of August.
Yes.
Okay.
And That you don't. It doesn't cost anything.
Free of charge.
Free of charge. Is that Salvation Army also?
Bring a side or whatever.
If you want to bring a side, a dessert. Yeah, a dessert, a side, whatever. It does not matter.
Did they got a place over there where I could spread out my Dutch ovens and cook for you?
Oh, this would be cool.
They actually have a pretty big kitchen over there.
No, I got to be outside because it's open flame.
They do have some outdoor areas.
Yeah, there's some areas out there. I mean, they have...
The six won't work. I'll be in Omaha, but...
Sometime in the fall, maybe.
I want to talk to you, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We can connect in the future and see.
Okay.
Yep.
So when is this monthly meeting? Is it the first week of the month, then?
It varies per month. Like, the next one's August 6th. Then the one after that, I...
To be determined.
Yeah, she's the calendar holder, right?
Somebody's got to keep the ship organized, right?
Right. I'd forget my own head some days.
Well, thank God it's attached.
Right.
Yeah, August 6th is the next one, and then September 10th, October 15th, and November 12th.
Okay.
We don't have a date set for
what,
December
it's
yet.
It's not November 10th? Look at
the big one. It's a big birthday.
No, we like to be able to celebrate
the Corps' birthday. Yeah,
we have to. I mean,
but on the 12th, we'll celebrate the Corps' birthday and Veterans Day.
There
together.
You go. Okay, that's awesome. Split the difference there.
Yeah.
Now, if folks want to learn more about Sacred Oath and potentially participate in not only tomorrow's big fundraiser and event, but maybe some veterans want to participate and become a member of the organization, how can they learn more?
We have a Facebook page as well as an email, and anybody that's interested, they can talk to either Tim or I, and we'll tell them what we've got going on and what we offer and how to be involved and...
Awesome.
Very good.
Well, guys, we sure do appreciate the time and appreciate the great work you're providing for our community, especially for our veterans.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.